I'm now joined by Director for Jazz Performance at Berkey Education in DCU. He's Ronan Guilfoyle. He's going to be talking about students from two schools in Balbriggan who will be taking part in the Groove School programme this very summer. A very good morning to you, Ronan, and thank you very much for joining us.
Not at all. Can I just clarify something?
Oh, absolutely.
Berkeley are a separate entity to DCU. I'm the director of the Centre for Jazz Performance Studies at DCU.
Yes.
And the event we're going to be talking about is done in conjunction with Berkeley College of Music.
That's right, and that's the Groove School, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ronan, this three-day programme has 100 places, of which 39 have been given to students from Balbriggan's Loretta
yeah.
College Secondary School and Ardgillan Community College. It all sounds
yeah.
absolutely wonderful. So tell us about the Groove School programme and what it offers to participants and how it all works.
Yeah, basically we do this in conjunction with Berkeley College of Music, which is a partner school of ours in DCU. And Berkeley are the largest private music school in the world. They've 4,700 students, and they have a worldwide reach. And they do this thing called Berkeley on the Road, where they send out a faculty to work with students in different countries and different schools. And this is the first one we've done with DCU. And what it will involve is 3 days of workshops, playing, classes, hanging out for 100 students from the mostly the Dublin area, and I said a lot from the Balbriggan area. And it's just a fantastic opportunity for the kids to work with some of the greatest teachers in the world and have a great time playing music and get a taste of what it's like to be involved in full-time music education.
Right. And what exactly is the Berkeley method of music education? How does that differ from other methods that are used?
Well, basically, Berkeley created what is now kind of a standard methodology for teaching non-classical music in classrooms, basically. So up to 30, 40 years ago, the only music that was taught in conservatoires and universities was classical music. And this is a method that had evolved over hundreds of years. But there was nothing like that for rock or for jazz or for funk or anything like that. It was all learned on the street, and that's the way it was played. And basically in the late 1960s, early 70s, Berkeley developed a methodology of teaching this kind of music in a classroom situation, so that you did courses just like you would in class. You got degrees, so you could do all of these things. Now these are so common all over the world now that it's hard to sometimes appreciate just the revolutionary role that Berkeley had in this, and they continue to be cutting edge at music educators, and so they are just absolute past masters of doing this kind of program, where they come in for 3 days with a group of students that they've never met before, and energize them, give them lots of information, and send them off into the sunset with a great sense of energy and a lot of information.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. And I believe the participants will have the chance to audition to attend Berkeley College of
That's
Music
right,
in,
yeah.
in Boston.
Berkeley have yeah. a huge number of programs, apart from their degree programs. They also have some great summer programs, and usually on these kind of, like the program they're doing with us, they will audition some kids for scholarship money to attend some of these programs, and these are of course always tremendously exciting for the kids involved. I should say something about how the kids were selected. They're actually selected by their own teachers as being particularly appropriate for this kind of a program. So we'd be expecting, and I'm sure we will get a lot of very talented kids all together, and a lot of them they'll make great connections with each other. And all of that, they'll get a chance to kind of move outside their own immediate circle of musicians and meet many other musicians of similar age and kind of abilities. So I think it's a great opportunity, not just for learning for the kids themselves, but also for networking and meeting fellow kind of music maniacs, if you like.
It must be very exciting for those students. They're very talented, and
yeah.
The fact that they have a passion for the music, it's
yeah.
a great opportunity, I have to say. And they'll also be involved in a concert at the end of the programme, is that right?
That's right, yeah. They're playing in Balbriggan on Friday afternoon, the Bracken Hotel, I'm sorry, I don't have it at my fingertips, in Balbriggan at 3 o'clock on Friday.
Okay, so this is all part of the Balbriggan socio-economic regeneration strategy, where Fingal County Council and DCU have partnered to bring the
yes.
Groove School to Ireland. Is that right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, actually, I should mention that there will be some members of the DCU faculty from the jazz program also teaching alongside the Berkeley
All right. Okay. So, Roland, tell us just a little bit more about the groove itself, the basis of what you do, how you do it.
Well, basically, a groove, you know, that we use this word all the time, but really, what does it mean? One thing that the groove is that it is the rhythmic engine that energizes the music, and it is created not just by what might seem to be the obvious groove instruments, which would be bass and drums, but also by the singers, the guitar players, the piano players, saxophone players. They all have to have this inner sense of rhythmic energy and good time, what in music we call good time, which is the thing that makes people want to move their bodies and want to dance when they hear music. And it is a factor of music across a huge range of styles, from jazz to rock to funk to reggae to samba. You know, you almost anything you name, except possibly Western classical music, is based upon this idea of groove. Even Irish traditional music, which is also a dance music, also has this idea of groove. So really what we're working on over these 3 days is to really give them a lot of information, but also really emphasize the importance of this facet of music, because it is such a fundamental thing to the enjoyment of music for the listener and to the success of the musician to have the ability to create this enjoyment.
Okay, so the program begins on August 1st. It's for 3 days consecutively, Wednesday to Friday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
Right. And it's going to be held at the St. Patrick's campus?
That's right,
in Drumcondra.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So the Groove School will present sessions in lecture and masterclass formats. What exactly is included in the lecture sessions?
Well, basically you might have somebody talking about, like, could be various different, it might be about harmony, it might be about instrumental technique. So we do split up into different groups, so all the drummers go off together, all the bass players off together, guitar players together, etc. And in those kind of lectures, we will be talking about specific instrumental techniques that are specific to those instruments. And then in other ones, we might talk, get ensembles together, talk about how to play together, how to listen to each other, these kinds of things. We will also explain good and effective practice techniques for all musicians. So there's a huge variety of subject matter that will be covered in these lectures and masterclasses.
Right, so the masterclass formats are all about putting into practice what they learned from the earlier sessions.
Yes, exactly. Right. Masterclasses really tends to be more instrument driven, so basically a masterclass in drums, a masterclass in bass, a masterclass in voice, etc. So that's the ones in which they tend to kind of split up into the various instrumental groups.
Right, and they're going to be some special lectures as well.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. I'm not quite sure what they. We're going to discuss that with Berkeley. Berkeley usually they'll have a list of 10 or 15 things that they can talk about, and we'll chat about that, about what might be the most appropriate for this particular group of students just before we do the program.
Right,
they
okay.
They could be on anything like the music business. The position of the musician in society these days. It could be on all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Roland, tell us a little bit about Berkeley in Boston, how it was, you know, set up, how it was formed.
It was set up by a guy called Lee Elliott Burke, and hence the name Berkeley, B-E-R-K-L-E-E. And his son, Lee, became eventually the director. And he basically, he saw, I won't say a gap in the market isn't the right way to say it, but he saw that there should be ways to teach the music that was being played outside the conservatory. Why couldn't you teach that in a classroom? And he and a group of like-minded people pretty much created a curriculum and a methodology that is still used today in most music schools around the world outside the classical tradition, including DCU. And this evolved into what it is now, which is basically, over the years, became a bigger and bigger thing. And in Berkeley now, as I said, in Boston, they have 4,700 students, and 8,500 people apply for those 4,700 places. So they're absolutely world famous. They also have about 10,000 students doing online courses, and they have some free online courses that have over 1.5 million subscribers. So they become this huge entity, and they're continuing their kind of innovation. So now they're doing a lot of work with music and technology, creating apps, that kind of thing, pairing business people with musicians in terms of entrepreneurship, like using the musician sense of inner entrepreneurship, which you need these days as a musician, to kind of interact with people in business whose job is entrepreneurship. So all of these kinds of things, and they also participate in many festivals and workshops around the world, including places like China, Brazil, Ecuador, Gabon, they've been in recently. So they've become, from this very small idea, if you like, of Lee Burke back in the late 1960s, early 70s, into this kind of giant, innovative institution that they are today.
Right, all sounds wonderful, particularly for any student who's talented and has a passion for music today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roland, anything else you'd like to add before we finish up here?
No, it's just I'm really excited about it. I'm very excited for DCU, for us, and also for the kids. I think it's going to be a great 3 days. It's going to be a tiring 3 days for everybody, but a very enjoyably tiring 3 days. So I think that the kids will get so much out of it. And I think we'll you know, down the road in 10, 20 years, we'll probably be interviewing people, or people will be interviewed who will say, well, I really got a passionate one when I went to this groove school. You know, you're probably going to hear that in several years' time. Guys who got a, when I say guys, I mean guys and girls, of course, who got a kind of a boost towards what they eventually ended up doing from coming to an event like this.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Roland, thanks again for taking the time to be with us today. And from here at Near FM, we wish you every success with the Groove School.
Thanks, best of luck
with the students as well, and have a great day and take care.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Roland Guilfoyle, Director for Jazz Performances at DCU, telling us about the students from two schools in Balbriggan who will be taking part in the Groove School programme at DCU this summer.